brought to you by Penguin.
The Hurt by Dylan Hartley, read by Mike Sangalo.
Chapter 1. Meat. You're fucked, mate. Eddie Jones may be a brilliant coach, but his bedside manner leaves a little to be desired. Even by the standards of the 6 a.m. texts he delivers while running on the treadmill, which make the recipient's balls tighten and the brain melt, this phone call was brutal. I'd spent 4 years as his captain, confidant, pupil, and ambassador. I'd accumulated 97 caps over 10 years, coped with controversy and survived the ebbs and flows of international rugby. I'd lived the slogan, "Leaders never show weakness," but had struggled with a knee injury for 8 months. He was effectively ending my England career with 3 words. Eddie is always prepared, whether he is throwing the media a bone with a smart soundbite or confirming he has written you out of his provisional World Cup squad. I was at a disadvantage, because when he delivers bad news in person, you can at least read his eyes. They are sharp and penetrating and give a tantalising hint of his inner thoughts. The England environment was never relaxed, by design. To quote one of Eddie's favourite phrases, borrowed from P.T. Barnum, the 19th-century American showman and entertainer, "Comfort is the enemy of progress." It's difficult to assess his mood when he is a disembodied voice, so our subsequent conversation was fractured and pretty surreal. "I'm not fucked." "You can't run, mate." "I can, I ran this morning." "You ran 10 sets of 50 metres. That's not fucking running." "There's a bit of swelling on the knee, but I'm powering through, training every day." "I can't pick you. You're not fit enough. Start making a decision on what you're going to do." I saw a chink of light. It felt as if he was trying to get me to withdraw voluntarily. That was never going to happen. I wasn't going to make it that easy for him. I knew him as a firm but fair man, and it was time to try to set my own agenda. "Before you make any decisions, why don't you give me some parameters, a goal, a level that I need to run at, to be considered?" A pause. "Okay, mate, I'll get back to you." 12 days remained until the provisional training squad for the 2019 World Cup was due to be announced, on the 20th of June, when one of his strength and conditioning staff sent me the session that would decide my fate. It was a 40-minute beasting, repetitive shuttle runs and explosive movement, on and off the floor, with barely a minute's rest. That's manageable at peak fitness, immediately after pre-season, and with a few games in the legs and lungs, but close to impossible at that stage of my rehabilitation. Eamon Hyland, the Northampton Saints S&C coach overseeing my recovery, studied the program and cut to the chase. "Do they want you to pass this?" He works methodically. In a world of protocols and professional caution, I work instinctively in a world of pragmatism and professional urgency. Though I understood his concern and shared his suspicion that I'd not been given the leeway allowed to others as they sought to reach peak condition, I had no choice. "Do you know what?" I said. "Fuck it. I'm nearly out of time. Let's just get some running done. We're going to have to drive this. Fuck the warm-ups, fuck all the drills and technique work. Let's just see how we go." My knee swelled every day. Despite my wearing compression leggings, I did an hour's round trip each morning to do low-impact work in a swimming pool. I paid for a masseur to work on me at my house each evening. I took painkillers, backed up by CBD, the naturally derived cannabis oil that elite athletes in sports as diverse as golf, football and swimming used to regulate sleep, the immune system, and chronic pain. My diet was ridiculously harsh, since I needed to reduce body fat to underline my determination to regain and retain my fitness. But my body ultimately dictated the limits of my commitment. Everything came to a head after 3 days. On a Friday morning, when I got into Franklin's Gardens especially early to do a running session before driving to Wales to attend the wedding of George North, my friend and clubmate. The routine had become familiar. My knee blew up and the pain kicked in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?